In this same hall, there is also a platform that archaeologists suspect was used for a throne. In addition to these columned halls, there were storerooms and domestic areas as well. Two other sites share this type of building, and all of them were constructed with a view for defense. There's a significant decline in these settlements during the 6th century, just when the state was supposed to be at its height. And so we really have a somewhat mysterious situation to explain with this evidence. Columned halls are the most notable features of the palaces built by Persian rulers, although they are significantly larger. And the discovery of the columned hall architecture in conjunction with the supposed fire altar sets off a debate about the extent to which the Persians incorporated Median culture into their own, whether these two Iranian states were more closely connected than we previously thought, or if there is some other explanation that future excavation could help uncover. The situation with Media is a good reminder of the challenges for interpretation that scholars face. These challenges are somewhat different than we've discussed with earlier cultures. Here, written evidence comes from external texts, texts written by foreigners. Herodotus, a Greek writing in the 5th century, supplies what seems to be a straightforward history of the Medes. But as we'll discover shortly, his accounts of Near Eastern history fit into his broader analysis of Greek customs and civic ideals. And these are not an especially easy fit with either the political structure or the goals of the Medes or any other Near Eastern states. We've also encountered biblical references much more often in recent lectures. And these too are written in language, or they represent attitudes with which we may be more familiar than some of the Near Eastern texts that we've encountered so far. The Old Testament does describe some historical events, but the Assyrians, Babylonians, and Persians are usually presented as the tool of Yahweh. Their goal is to either punish or to reward the Jews, or specific leaders of the Jews, for their relationship with Yahweh. And once again, the point of the text is not to create a historical narrative, but to explain the culture and especially the religious attitudes of the culture. These complications carry over into our understanding of the material culture. If we go back to the Medes, scholars have proposed theories that offer a wide range of possible understandings of this culture. One gives Medes the significant credit for influencing the Persians, but this is very difficult to prove because of the imbalance in the evidence. We have much more Persian evidence than we do Median evidence. Another idea advances the theory that the 7th century archaeological remains show how the Medes flourished while they were subject to Assyria. So rather than seeing represented in these settlements the early stages of their own state, what we are seeing is how a state could prosper under Assyrian rule. There's enough evidence to support many different theories, but the evidence is insufficient to prove either of these two. What can be stated is that even though the Medes were an important power for a short time, they were clearly feared, and justly so, by their contemporaries. Their joint assault with the Babylonians toppled the Assyrians, and their invasions of Anatolia disrupted the balance of power there. In Babylonia, Nabopolassar was succeeded by his son Nebuchadnezzar II, who ruled from 604 to 562 BC. Nebuchadnezzar stands as a notably successful general and as an extremely successful builder.